Please rise. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and especially dear Samira, our gospel reading this morning is sweet, sweet gospel spoken by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yet sadly, his words, this verse in particular, verse 6, is one of the most misused verses of all Scripture. So, Samira, let's talk this morning, you and I. Let's talk about what this verse means to you. And by the way, Samira, what you will hear is believe in Jesus and live forever. And by the way, Samira, as we're talking about believing in Jesus and living forever, your brothers and sisters are going to be listening in to our conversation. Now, Samira, we know that every pastor wants his catechumen to always remember their confirmation sermon. But you won't. Just like the professors at the seminary or the district presidents want seminarians to remember their call service sermon. I have no idea. Neither will they have any idea. So let's start this way. Let's do it this way. Dear Samira, you have 100 chickens. You like chickens? Chickens are okay. And what you have to do is you have to get those 100 chickens into the coop through this small, narrow door. And by the way, that chicken coop is a mile away. And you can't lose one chicken. All 100 chickens have to be safely in the coop by nightfall. So how are you going to do it, Samira? How are you going to get 100 chickens a mile away through a small door in a chicken coop? How are you going to do this? Well, you could pick up a stick and you could start driving them. Start herding these chickens. Good luck. Good luck indeed. Because it won't work. You could holler and you can shout. You could use the words of John 14:6, by the way. You can tell them that you're the way, the truth, and the life. They can't come to the coop unless by you. Guess what, Samira? It won't work. So how are you going to get them through this small, narrow door? What do you think, Samira? Will it work driving them, hollering and shouting at them? Even if just one chicken made it within a half a mile of the coop, you would consider yourself fortunate. What would happen if you would be seen? What would actually happen is that you would be seen as the chicken with her head cut off. You'd be the one cradling your hands and shouting at the top of your voice, and everyone would think that you're nuts. Dear Samira, this morning we know that we're not talking about chickens. We're talking about your eternal life, and we're talking about everyone else's eternal life. You see, it's really about people, not about 100 of them, but billions of people. And the place where they are to be isn't in a chicken coop. Oh, they do have to enter through a small door, though, a narrow door. But we know that that chicken coop isn't where they are to be. Rather, it's heaven, the place where God is, the place where Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, as we heard in our gospel lesson this morning. Yet, yes, they must enter through this small, narrow door, though. In order for that to happen, Samira, your parents, your brother, your sister, all of your relatives, all these people here gathered, and all people, even outside the walls of this church, God has done something for them. He has done something for you and for everyone that I just mentioned. What has he done? He has sent his only begotten Son to be the way. To be the way of this world. To be the way out of the darkness of this world. Out of this land of death. And Jesus is the way to his kingdom, to a kingdom of eternal day, a place of eternal life. No one can get there by what they do. Samaria, you cannot get to heaven by what you do or how you think or by what you say, unless it's confessing that Jesus is your Lord, which you're about to do. Holy Scripture tells us very clearly, no one is righteous, no, not one. That excludes all of you. It excludes Samaria. It excludes me. It excluded every person who has lived, who is living, and who will live. No one is just in the sight of God, and no one is righteous. No one can save themselves. No one does good, not even one. Jesus the Christ was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary in order to be the way for you, Samaria. He was obedient to his parents, just like I know that Samaria is obedient to her parents. Mom and Dad, she's smiling with a great big smile. That's good to see. He was obedient to his Father, and Jesus knew what that obedience meant, Samaria. Unlike you and me, when we're disobedient, we know that we'll get punished. But Jesus was obedient to his Father, and he died on a cross, on a bloody cross, beaten, whipped, crown of thorns, punched, spat upon, nailed to a cross for being obedient. And then he rose from the dead on the third day, and he remains forever, Samaria, as your way to the Father. He is your way of life. Jesus ascended into heaven, and now he is preparing a place for you. Preparing a place in heaven for Samaria. How comforting, how peaceful, how lovely is that? When Jesus says, and when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Dear Samaria, yes, you know the way. Since you have been taught from your childhood the holy gospel of your Lord and Savior, you first heard of his love for you when you were brought to that baptismal font. I remember it well. And here you were baptized by your holy triune God, and you received the free gift of the Holy Spirit and faith. There you heard of his love for you, and in this great gift of faith, you heard that he has forgiven you of your sins. He has given you eternal life and salvation. Since that day, Samaria, you have been kept by and in the way. You have been taught, you were just examined, and now you're about to profess and confess that Jesus is Samaria's way, that he is the only way to the Father, and that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Samaria, that's good news. That's good news for you. It's good news for everyone listening to us. Since you don't have to wonder, you don't have to worry, you don't have to fret, you don't have to sit in the dark room and think, maybe he loves me. No. That's not the way. That's not what God has done for you. The Bible has told you. The Bible tells you very clearly, Samaria. The Word, the revealed Word, and the written Word, Jesus, his Word tells you that you are his forever, that you are his dear child, and that you have life eternal in him. And that's the truth. Oh, I know, everyone has their truth, don't they? But you know, the truth outside of this book is not truth. It's human reason. It's a person's thoughts, a person's ideas, which is not salvific, which will not save you or me or anyone, including that person. There is only one truth, Samara, found in this book, and we know that truth is Jesus. And it is by this truth that you come to the Father. Yes, Samara, that's good news. That's good news for you, that Jesus is the way and that He is the truth. That's good news. No longer do you have to chase after the truth. You don't have to go looking for it in a bookstore or in a library or in a pilgrimage somewhere in the Far East or in the West or up in the mountains. On the top of a mountain, you may find truth. No. Here is truth. Here is Jesus. And the truth is clear for you, Samara. Jesus says to you, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Samara, you are mine." And that happened right there at the font. You became His forever. And that's the truth. Dear Samara, and to everyone listening, this word of God is not a John 14:6 club. It's not a stick that I will use to threaten you, to force you to bend the knee, or force Samara to make a confession here before the altar. That is not the truth. That is not love, by the way. The truth that no one comes to the Father except by the Son is the good news of John 14:6. And it's the good news of the cross. And that good news is for each and every one of you. Not only for Samara, it's for each and every one of you, and that's the truth. But there's more, dear Samara. You've heard about the way, and you've heard about the truth. There's one more. Jesus is life. By whom all things were made, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of the world. The light of men. In this land of death, here on this earth, Jesus tells us through the Apostle Paul that we face death all day long. We are as sheep to the slaughter. We could walk across Shum Road this afternoon and get hit by a tractor. I hope it's green. In this land of death, though, we do face death all day long. Yet Jesus says that He has come to lay down His life for the many, to lay down His life for you, Samara, and for everyone listening to us. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in Me shall never die." And then, Samara, Jesus asked Martha a question. That's who He's speaking to, Martha. He asked her a question. Do you believe this? Samara, do you believe this, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe this, Samara, that He is the way and the truth and the life? Now, that question isn't only meant for Samara. It's meant for each and every one of you. As a matter of fact, it's meant for the whole world. And the truth is this. That is a question that many people cannot answer. Or may I say they don't want to answer. Yet, Samara, our answer is this. Yes, Lord, I believe that You are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. That was Martha's confession. And that is Samara's confession, which you will make here very soon. So, dear Samara, you have been given life when you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You continue to have life in His name by hearing the word of forgiveness, by hearing the words of eternal life and salvation. And this is the way. And this is the only way to the Father. The only way, Samara, to heaven. The Easter triumph and the Easter joy is that Jesus is alive for you, Samara. He lives. He is living. He is your life. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It's good to hear they're not sleeping. They're listening. Dear Samara, I would be very wrong, though, if I would not warn you, and I must warn you. Now comes temptation. Now you're about to make a confession, and there is one who hates the confession that you will make. You could say that you now have a bullseye painted on your heart, and the evil one is going to come for you. He's going to try to tell you that there are many ways to heaven, and that all of this church stuff, you don't need this. By the way, Samara, you're confirmed. You've graduated. You don't need this stuff any longer. You don't need to come to church. It's okay. Who needs body and blood? Who needs this book? Who needs to be here on Sunday? You could stay home and sleep. It's okay. God knows you love him. Maybe. God knows what you're doing. It's okay. It's okay to exchange a truth for a lie. But that's not what God teaches us, Samara. You're going to be confronted with false sons and false daughters, even here in the church, who will tell you that it's okay. It's okay to stay home. It's okay not to come to church. It's okay not to take body and blood, except for maybe a couple of times in the year, Christmas and Easter, maybe. You know, Jesus tells us again through the Apostle Paul, though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but approve of those who practice them. And that's what we see in the church today. There are people in the church who approve of sin, and they say it's okay. It doesn't matter. Jesus understands. You don't need all of this church stuff. Oh, by the way, you could save yourself. Lie. Yes, there are many satanic isms in the world, Samara, and you're going to hear about them now, because Satan's going to ensure that you hear about them now, because he wants to remove the truth from you. He wants to remove life from you. He doesn't want you to follow the way. He wants you to go his way, right into hell. So finally, dear Samara, now that you've been warned, here is where the life is, here is where the truth is, and here is the way. Finally, to you, Samara, and to all of your brothers and sisters listening, for as many days as God grants you here in this earth, know that Jesus is the truth himself, that he speaks to you from the cross, and that from the cross is the way of life, that with God forever there is paradise. Listen to your Savior plea to you today. Listen to what he says as he was nailed to the cross. Father, forgive them. Those are the words that we should say. Father, forgive them. Father, lead them to repentance. Oh, and by the way, after Jesus said this, there was one there that was crucified with him who did repent. And what did Jesus say to that man? Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today, Samara, today you are in paradise, as with all of your dear brothers and sisters in Christ. May you always remember the words of John 14:6, that Jesus is the way and a truth and a life, and that no man comes to the Father except through him. And through him, dear Samara, you have the forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.